Well, good evening, everyone. Good to have you in church. Good to be home with the church. And been quite a journey for us over the last 3 weeks. But got in about 4 o'clock this morning. And thankful to be back in America. How many of you have ever been on foreign soil? Right? You know what I'm talking about when you hear that plane or wherever, however you're getting back, saying we're so many minutes from landing on United States soil. I don't know what it is. It's a comfort, though. It's a comfort to be able to do that. And we landed in San Francisco, and then our plane had some trouble there, so they canceled our flight and moved us to another flight. So we got in about 4 hours later than what we thought we would. But I told somebody I'd rather have delays than a disaster in the air, right? And so thank the Lord there's people that are looking over those things. Most importantly, the Lord is watching over us, and we thank the Lord for that. We had an excellent, excellent trip. I thank you for your prayers, for our travels. We were able to be 8 days in the Philippines and really, really busy times. We started church there on that Sunday. Bill picked us up at 8:30. They had children's Sunday school at 9, then adult Sunday school at 10, then morning service at 11, then lunch at 12, then afternoon service at 1. And then he had the whole church over to his house till 6:30 at night. So our Sunday was jam-packed. Wednesday we got there, and by the time we got settled into our room and got maybe about an hour nap, we were into their outreach on Wednesday nights where they pass out literature right in front of the gate that goes back to their church. They have believers scattered along that road and tons of people just walking the streets. And so we did that and then preached that Sunday or that Wednesday night and then spent some time with the family Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday was a full tilt shepherd's retreat. And I think you saw maybe some of those pictures. I don't know. But we were able to minister to about 15, 16 pastors and their wives and then a couple other men in training or assistants. And a really, really, really special time. And many of you sponsored pastors for that day. And they were so very grateful. I shared your pictures with them, and we took pictures of them to share with you and all of that. They stayed afterwards and talked, and young preachers picking older preachers' brains. And one pastor had discipled a young man, and he lost track of him. And here he reunited with him at the shepherd's retreat and found out that he's a pastor. And so that was very, very special. We had evangelistic opportunities. I'll tell you more about those when I give you a full trip presentation. But also encouragement and edification opportunities. The report, I want to give you a report from the Mount Zion Baptist Mission. And I was very, very pleased to see that the core there is growing. And, you know, you measure a church not by their special days, right? Not by the fact that, well, we had 570 on our special day. You measure a church by its core. And, boy, they have a good core of believers that are all in at that church. We had special times with them and really, really good evidence of spiritual growth and maturity in their lives. And, so we want to thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for the Hardeckers. They'll be back at the end of May for 3 months on furlough, do some reporting to some other churches. But they're doing very well. We found the boys in very good spirits and a lot of growth. The boys are growing up. I had to play WT in chess, and he beat me, and he beat me again. But we certainly want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to go. Korea was an experience, really a lot of different things in Korea that we got to see, and wonderful, wonderful time with my wife. And, the best trip, best part about that part of the trip was just time with my wife, and got to do a lot of things together, but just to be with her on those days was a treasure. I want to say thank you to all those who filled in for me while I was gone, whether they preached on Wednesday nights or Sundays, and then the staff. in all the things behind the scenes and taking care of the flock. I know they did a great job and kept me well informed. And we lost Brother Gene while I was gone. And we lost a pillar. Really did. We lost a pillar in our church. I want to thank the Lord for him. I want to thank the Lord for Miss Fran. We talked a number of times while I was on the trip. You can tell somebody's faith by how they go through things. And Miss Fran has a very strong faith. And I thank the Lord for that. And real, real encouragement, testimony to me. She called me when we thought he was going to pass away on Friday. And she put me on speaker so I could pray with Brother Gene. I don't know if he was able to hear. We don't know that. Got to say goodbye to him at least over the phone. And certainly I know the Lord was glorified in the funeral. Got to see the funeral over there. And thank the Lord for the precious souls that trusted Christ on that day. We rejoice in that. I want to highlight for you, like I said, probably this Sunday night or next Sunday night, I'm going to give a full presentation with pictures, and so you'll get a chance to see things that I've talked about in picture form. This Sunday night, though, Esther and Violet are giving presentations of their missions trip coming up to Ghana, and so you'll get to see their pictures. And then next Wednesday night, my daughters will be home, and they'll be giving pictures from their trip at Christmas over to Cambodia and to the Philippines. And so the next couple of services, we have some missions trip updates that you'll get to see, and I think those will be encouraging to you. The update on the radio station, I got an email while I was gone on that, and it looks positive. That's about the best I can conclude. It's not finalized yet, but everything that we're getting seems to be positive in that direction. But I would urge you not to hang up the prayer line on it and think that we're done. It's not until we get that construction permit in our hands, we're not through with that. So continue to pray about that, and appreciate your prayers on that. There are some things coming up that I want to make you aware of and kind of prioritize for you. I know next week is a very, very busy weekend, beginning with cottage prayer meetings on Friday night, and then church cleaning on Saturday, and then on Easter Sunday we have the sunrise service and the breakfast, and then regular services on Sunday. And maybe you can't make it to all of those, and I understand that. We packed in a lot into that weekend, and so let me prioritize them for you. I would like everyone that could make a prayer meeting to make that the priority, okay? The prayer meetings, our purpose is to prepare our hearts for the special meetings of revival that are coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I have the sign-up sheet here tonight for the prayer meetings, and if you're planning to attend one and you know you are, I would like you to sign up if you can tonight so we can make preparations. We have five different locations at people's homes. You can sign up to the one that's closest to you or the one that you'd like to go to. And then from there, we'll meet at those homes. We're not going to take up your whole night. Be there for about an hour maybe. Sing a couple songs. Give you some prayer focuses in those meetings. But those meetings is primarily for God to do a work in each of our hearts. Sunday, I'll be preaching a message on brokenness, something that God really, really dealt with me on this trip about. But our prayer is that these week of meetings that we have coming up, that the Lord will really, really deal with us in our hearts, and that we'll be broken before the Lord. And so I want to encourage you to be a part of those. Brother Jordan, can you come and get that sign up for me? We'll just pass that around. And then the sunrise service and the breakfast, there's a sign-up sheet in the back for those, as well as church cleaning, all those different things taking place. But if you're going to prioritize them, the cottage prayer meetings are the most important thing going on there out of all that weekend. And then in the back, there are flyers. You probably have already heard about these, but these are family and friend feast flyers on the front. And then on the back, the spring revival advertisement. And we want you to be able to get these out to family and friends. What we'd like to do is have a gospel message on the Sunday to kick off revival, and then we're going to have a meal, a prepared meal, for everybody, guest included, right after that Sunday service. So it's a good opportunity. Bring somebody to church and have lunch with them, and you don't have to do the cooking. That's a pretty good deal, right? And so these are back there. We want you to be able to invite people out to those to that service. If they cannot come to that Sunday morning service, then they can come to the week of revival services, and that's on the back. You can flip that over and remind you about that. All right, good to give you some updates, and much more that I can talk to you about. Me and my wife have tons and tons of stories, amazing things that were out of the ordinary that God did, that you just stood back and said, only God could put that together. About three or four of those kinds of things, but we'll save that for the night that we present to you. Stand with me tonight. Good to have you all in church. Let's bow for a word of prayer, and we'll get our service started this evening. Brother Mark Scarborough, would you? Amen. Take your songbooks. Let's sing together. God bless you.
394. Hymn number 394. We'll sing the first and sixth verses.
Christ has forsaken atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed. The price is paid. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. To Him I've given all my heart. What a wonderful Savior. The world shall never share a part. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a
We now have a special. Right, just a few announcements tonight. Pastor's already reminded us about our flyers in the back. There's also these Easter door hangers. They're in the back. They're undated, but you can hang those on a door. It's got the plan of salvation and, of course, our church information. But they're at the usher's station if you'd like to pick up one of those. For announcements, of course, we've mentioned the Well, you've got your printed announcement sheet. I don't think there's anything I've got to highlight on your printed announcement sheet. Pastor's mentioned a number of things already, but also don't forget for those that need standardized testing is coming up, and that sign-up sheet is in the foyer notebook. And if you have any questions on that, parents, you can see Miss Jenny on that. And then also, Pastor mentioned that this Sunday, Ms. Esther and Miss Violet have a missions trip presentation about going to Ghana. And as we normally do, we help them through our missions fund, but also we take up a love offering on that evening. So Sunday evening, we'll take up a love offering to help support their missions trip to Ghana. And then, let me see. We'd like to have a card shower for Richard Miller, okay, and I'll get to that in just a second. So Richard and Naomi Miller, and then Chris and Carol Scholl. We'll get to that in just a minute. Their address, well, Richard Miller's address and email address is on the back bulletin board. The Scholl's email address is on the back bulletin board, or if you wrote them a note or a card, you can give it to one of the office ladies, and they will scan it and email it to them. But we would like to do a card shower for them, and we'll get to that in just a second. So let me see here. Got a couple thank you notes to read. Dear Mount Zion Baptist Church, thank you so much for your faithful prayers for me in these times of health difficulties. God has been a real encouragement to me. He is my healer and strength when I am weak. Really miss the fellowship at church. Dream is to have. Would love to be here, but it's not the same as being there. So she live streams. It's live stream. There you go. And that's loving Christ, Diana Wilbur. Keep her in your prayers as she continues to recover and just needs our prayers. And then Ted Alexander and family send a thank you note for, we are simply humbled and grateful for your generous love gift towards a future home for us. You recall, they are saving money to purchase a home, quite frankly, because owning a home is less monthly payment than renting the rental. It was in one of his prayer letters, and so we decided through the missions fund to help them. And so your kindness has encouraged us that God is able to move the mountains that are in our way as we endeavor to start a church for his glory. And that's the Alexander family. And they are doing the work in Florida. And so we are thrilled about that. For missions minute, from Scott and Lori Brackett. So these are you want to put on your prayer sheet. So this came through on a week ago Monday, and I didn't catch it, but Scott Brackett wrote, thank you for your prayers for Lori's dad. This I did not know. Lori's dad passed into the presence of the Lord on Wednesday, so that would have been 2 weeks ago. I believe it was 2 weeks ago that Lori Brackett's dad passed away. And so just be, that's all he says, passed into the presence of the Lord. We assume he's saved. But naturally, we need to be praying for Lori Brackett as she grieves the loss of her father. Then also, now, Miss Emily Davis, what was the latest update that you gave on your sister-in-law? Could you tell us that? Okay. Okay, and this is for the cancer that they found in her. So, you know, we hear a lot of times of the back and forth between doctors here in the States. This is between the capital of Greenland or the city in Greenland and in Norway. So there's a lot going on there. So be praying for Carol Scholl as the doctors figure out what to do next. So do be praying for Carol Scholl, which is why we want to do a card shower. So email address is in the back, or write a note or card and give it to one of the office staff, and we can scan it and get it to them. We just want to be a blessing to them at this time. And then I just got this letter from Richard Miller, and I'm just going to read it to you. We need to be praying for him. He writes, "I have served," and he writes this to our church, so it will be in one of these upcoming prayer letter packets. "I've served the Lord long and hard these past 50 years, and if you know Richard Miller, he goes wide open all the time. You've been there right along with me with your prayers and financial support. Could not have done what he sent me to do without each and every one of you. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I am currently suffering from 2 lower back fractures and recovery from a hip replacement due to a fall on the ice and short-term memory loss from past strokes and COVID. I need a walker to get around. When I sit at my computer, I cry because when it won't work, the printer jams, I'm at a loss as to what to do. I have to call upon Naomi constantly for help. The ministry is more than just going overseas. It's about staying in touch with y'all through the church visits and writing prayer letters and writing to say thank you for your checks, which then need to be deposited. I just cannot do it anymore. I am emotionally overwhelmed by my inability to serve the Lord as I once could. I can still rejoice in the Lord and thank him for many, many, many souls saved for his glory because y'all stood with me in the fight. Thank you." And so he's telling us that he's just struggling. And so we just want to be an encouragement to him. And I can tell you that I know he didn't type this letter because every word's not capitalized, okay? So Miss Naomi probably wrote this. But we need to be in prayer for Richard Miller and a card shower for him. His email address and mailing address is on the back bulletin board. So please be in prayer for him. All right, take songbooks. We'll sing.
530, hymn number 530, "A Shelter in a Time of Storm." Again, we'll sing the first and last verses.
The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure
follow up on Carol Scholl. I was talking to Emily before church, and the scenario is this. She has cancer in her leg, and the prayer is that it has not spread. They're not sure what they can do if it spread. If it's just in her leg, she's likely to lose her leg. So the best case scenario that they've given her is that she's going to lose her leg. And so that is a urgent, urgent request and urgent need in the Scholl family. And as you pray for her tonight, it's not wrong to ask for miracles, is it? God is a God of miracles. We need to pray for a miracle
for the Shaw family. Then Brother Miller, if you can read between the lines of that letter, his heart is aching for where he's at. And it's a reminder to all of us, we need reinforcements that are constantly enlisting, because there are many like Brother Miller that have a heart that wants to capture the world for Christ. They don't have the physical ability to do so anymore. So please remember those two missionaries in prayer. They've been on my heart the last couple of days when I found these things out. The staff does such a good job at communicating with me and keeping me really abreast of a lot going on, and I really thank them for their labors and also their communication, and for the Lord to give us safe travels and also healthy health all the way through, and being able to come back healthy as well. Take your prayer bulletins out. Let's go ahead and take some testimonies tonight of praise who God is. One church, while we were on the road, sang four hymns in their worship service before the preaching, and every hymn was about a different aspect of God. And so one was about his love, one was about his goodness, the other two, I can't remember what the other two were, but they introduced it that way. Today we're singing about the character of God, and a lot of our songs talk about that. In fact, the song we just sang, "He's a Shelter in the Time of Storm," isn't he? Wonder if you have a praise tonight to just honor God for who he is. Anybody with something like that? Or we take Thanksgiving, thanking God for what he's done. Anybody with a praise tonight? Sean? Amen. Sean had an unspoken request that was answered, and he says, to the T and overwhelming. Amen. Somebody else tonight with a testimony of praise. Anybody with testimony of praise? Brother Ed right here. Amen. 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 All right. Somebody else over here, Brother Garland or Brother Dave. Yep. Yep. Amen. Well, the Bible sheds light, doesn't it? It sheds light on things. Brother Garland? Amen. 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 Good study in 2 Peter on things to praise God for. Sean? Right, this is for Sam Heim. He had an interview today, and the prayer request is for that he could get that job. He'll hear back by Tuesday. All right? Anybody else with a praise? Dave, go ahead. Amen. Amen. God's provision on a medical bill for the Slutzes. Amen. All right. Anybody else with a praise tonight? Bob? Amen. Yep. Amen. Amen. Good to have Bob and Cindy on top of it again. Praise God. Get on top of it. Brother Steve in the back. Remember them in prayer for wisdom as they look for a truck tomorrow. Anybody else with a praise tonight before we go to unspoken request? Karen? Amen. Amen. Good praise tonight from Karen. Anybody else? Brother Kevin, over here. Amen. Amen. And that's at the York County Youth Development Center. And the word I got was there's a large turnover this time. So that means a lot of kids were out since our last meeting. But these are new kids coming in. There's good and bad to that. Bad is that we don't get to see those kids again. Good is they found a home, or at least a place. And so continue to pray for that ministry and the opportunity to plant seeds there last night. Mostly young men, from what I heard, correct? So thank the Lord for that ministry. All right, if you have an unspoken, go ahead, Miss Fran in the back. I don't know who has a mic. Brother Evan, can you get Miss Fran a mic? Like, amen. Amen. A lot of people praying for Jean's nephew, Mike, and that was communicated to him. If you couldn't hear her, was communicated to him at the funeral. So we praise the Lord for the opportunity to minister, even if it's I'm praying for you. It makes a difference in people. All right, if you have an unspoken request tonight, let's take those before we go to prayer tonight. All right, you can put your hands down. We'll take other requests now. Miscellaneous requests. Of course, we have a couple of people for comfort there. But are there any other miscellaneous requests tonight that you would like to share with the church? Yes, Emily, go ahead. Pray that the Shawls could rent a house in Denmark for whatever Carol's going to have to face. Deacons, I would like to talk to you just briefly about that tonight. 2 minutes in my office, 3 minutes, just about that situation, okay? If you can meet with me in my office. Somebody else is over here, miscellaneous. Aaron, go ahead.
My parents are coming back from a trip, and then Trevor and Olivia are also moving. They were able to meet up in Indianapolis today, and then they were about 40 minutes on the road, and something broke on the trailer that Trevor and Olivia had. So Dad and Trevor fixed it, and they were getting back on the road at like 4 p.m., and they're hoping to drive, so they're like 9 hours away.
Wow.
So pray for safety, please.
So Trevor and Olivia are moving hopefully into this area to be a part of our church. They're moving from the south up, and they're in transit. They've not found a house yet, though they've been looking, like some of our other couples. But on their way, they met Terry and Wendy to help them, and then the trailer breaks down in Indianapolis. So this trip has become a long trip for them. So pray for alertness tonight and that they can finish this leg of the trip and get here. Trevor and Olivia Shirk. You've seen them a couple times in the last few months. And Olivia's also expecting their fifth child. So please, please remember them. Anybody else with a miscellaneous request tonight? All right, Brother Jim in the back.
Yes, my granddaughter Jaden got hung up with the education of going to school and then being at home during COVID and then trying to go back to school again. And she's having some real issues with her education right now and just needs prayer.
This is Jim's granddaughter, Jaden, with her education. Please pray that she can finish it and help her through this time in her life. Right? If you have somebody lost that you know that you would like us to pray for, raise your hand and we'll put that name on the prayer list tonight. Anybody with somebody lost? If you'll put these names on, these are evangelistic opportunities on our trip. Edna, it's a lady we spoke to, older lady, she needs Christ, met her on the plane. I'll give you exciting information about that in our presentation. And then Evan and Josie, two other people we met that we got to witness to. And then Carmelita, the lady that attended Bill's church while we were there. Last Wednesday night we were there, she admitted by raised hand she was not saved. And we're praying that she will come to know Jesus. She's up in age as well. So just four names from our trip that I would like you to pray for. Anybody else with a lost person you're burdened about by name? Jordan? Remember George Fry tonight? Somebody on Jordan's heart? Anybody else? Brother Gary? Remember Butch? This is Gary's neighbor. Anybody else with somebody lost? Family or a neighbor? Anybody else? Mom? Right? Remember Landa? This is my mother's neighbor. For salvation. Grace? Ronald, which is Alma's son. For salvation tonight. Anybody else? Let's go to praying for the wayward. Anybody that you're burdened about that's backslidden or drifting from the Lord? Anybody like that? Right? Family spiritual. Spiritual need in your family. Anybody with one of those tonight? And truth of the matter is, we may not get a lot of names in these areas, but if anything, when you're going to prayer, maybe somebody's popping up in your mind that's wayward or a spiritual family need that you can remember, okay? Pray for our deacons and our stewards this week as you pray for the church. And some jobs for Sam and Todd Keith and Nikki Cochran. Remember them. Our shut-ins are listed there. Any other physical needs tonight that we need to remember in the church? Any other physical needs? Pastor Todd? Right? For Todd Keith, who is sick. Anybody else? Right? And physical needs for friends and family. Anybody have one of those? Bob? For Skip, his arm and his back. Right? Anybody else? For Jim? Yes, that's Jackie, and it's very high-risk surgery for her. Remove, I think, the other part of her lung. It's coming Friday, so please pray for her. Anybody else over on this side? Somebody else had a hand. Tyler? He's dealing with leukemia, and according to Tyler's report earlier tonight, probably worse report than what he had before recently. So remember Jay Smeltzer in your prayers. Anybody else tonight? Prayer request. Joe? Okay, these are Joe and Sue's children. Their son Dave has a biopsy tomorrow. And Alicia, a shot in her back, and then an appointment with a heart doctor. Right? Anybody else tonight before we go to prayer? Cindy? Remember Cindy's uncle, Dwight, right? Home on hospice care, but doesn't seem to have any spiritual interest still. That time is ticking, isn't it? that's ticking in his life. Pray that he would be under conviction and come to Christ. Cindy would appreciate those prayers. Steve? Let's go to prayer tonight, find somebody to pray with. Let's take these prayer requests to the Lord. Thank you for the privilege to pray tonight. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you desire to hear us. Lord, I pray that our desires to talk to you would, Lord, grow like your desire is to hear from us. Lord, many, many needs have been brought to your attention tonight by this church. Lord, in some of these situations, we are asking for miracles. Lord, that is a supernatural hand and work of your power. Lord, some of it's relational, some of it's physical. Lord, some of it is work-oriented. But God, we do not doubt a supernatural God. And Lord, we pray that you would show your supernatural hand and power in these requests. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to have Brother Tyler come and share with you a challenge from the Word of God tonight. I didn't know what my mind would be like coming back all the hours on flight. Trying to connect thoughts is not always real easy to do when you hit a jet lag moment where things are a little cloudy. So I've had a few of those today. And so I had asked Brother Tyler a couple months ago if he would preach on the back end of our travels. We certainly appreciate Tyler and Lynette. Thank the Lord for their good testimony, their servants' hearts, their involvement in the work of the being the treasurers of the finances of the church, which is lots and lots and lots of detail work and hours. And then upon top of that, their involvement in other ministries, Lynette's involvement in different ministries, and then Tyler has really been a real help in the steward area of helping us in the HVAC area of our building. Of course, he does that for a living, but gives hours, has fixed things here behind the scenes for the church on a couple of different occasions. In fact, the big project that we're working on down in the annex building, he along with Kenton are heading that up and looking for the right units to get and install and all of that. And so just a very dedicated couple, and we thank the Lord for it. And so, Tyler, you come and share the Word of God.
You'll have to bear with me here. I'm not used to all this, so. All right. Tonight I'm going to bring a message. It's going to be short because I don't have a lot to say, as some of you know, but I'm going to give a message tonight. It's mostly for younger people, but of course it can apply to everybody here. All right, my message tonight is on making the tough decisions, and I got to this conclusion I wanted to talk about tonight just based off of life experiences and what God's dealing with me in my heart right now. So that's the topic we're going to stick to tonight. Pastor Jared touched on this. Well, actually, most of his message was on this Sunday morning. He talked about the spirit versus the flesh. And I just want to talk about listening to the Spirit tonight, the Holy Spirit in your life. So we'll get started. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for bringing us here tonight, Lord. I love this church family, Lord, and just pray that I could be a blessing to them, Lord, through your word. And just open our hearts to hear your word spoken tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God has reminded me over and over again since being saved that his guidance is far superior to any other, and he's proven it to me time and time again. We must make the tough decisions with guidance from the Holy Spirit. I truly believe that. That's what saved my soul. I just want to reflect that to you guys tonight, and that's just my heart's desire for you to hear tonight through God's Word. If you could turn in your Bibles to John 6, we're going to start with verse 63. And if you're there, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. It says, John 6, verse 63, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are the Spirit, and they are life." Why did Christ make this a point when he was speaking to the disciples? Obviously, his focus was on being Spirit-filled throughout his ministry on earth. I would say that that was one of the biggest things that he made clear to his disciples, especially. He states that the flesh profiteth nothing. And if you're saved, you understand that. Selfishness gets us nowhere. He makes that clear, it profiteth nothing. And why do we struggle with that sometimes? In today's society, it's tough to overcome that sometimes, and with God's help, we can do that. God's interested in your life, and he's interested in purpose, and that's why he saved your soul. We'll look at another example here. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse number 3. Genesis 6:3 says, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years." God saw quickly that man's sinful nature or fleshly desires could not coexist in his presence. We see this in chapter 6, the beginning of the Bible. Chapter 3, we know that Adam and Eve sinned. This is approximately 1,700 years later, many generations down the line from Adam, but there's still no improvement from fleshly desires at this point, and God makes note of that here. Later in Genesis 6, if you look at verse number 12, it says, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." God looked, he looked down and he saw this taking place. And that's reflected over and over throughout Scripture. He's looking upon us. He sees everything. He knows everything. So let's just be aware of that. With this comes the justice of God. We see that shortly thereafter in the flood. A note to that, do you think that America deserves the heartache it experiences today? With this in mind, we understand that God sees everything. He knows everything. I would say that we deserve it. As a group, we deserve the heartache that comes with the sin that we produce. When the Holy Spirit speaks and we don't listen, God sees, and God is just to forgive, but just to punish. The flesh has overthrown America. What we speak, what we look at, what we listen to, we We understand that that's selfishness majority of the time, and God just does not approve of majority of what happens in America today. Another thought that came to my mind is the entertainment that we seek today, most of the time is bad, sinful, but is all entertainment sinful? I just got to thinking about this, and a thought came to my mind, and I'll explain a little bit later, but let me make a suggestion. This week coming up, I know it's supposed to rain a lot, and I just want to make a suggestion to you folks that are interested in doing something for fun. Next week when it gets dark outside and it just rained, I want you to get a flashlight with good set of batteries, a bucket, and an old pair of boots. And if you can find an old field near your house somewhere after it gets dark, I want you to turn on your flashlight and scan the ground. And does anybody know what you're going to see? Night crawlers, right. I want to challenge you to try to catch the slippery, slimy night crawlers. They look like a statue, but when you go to grab them, they seem like they're a foot in the ground when you go to get them. And it's just something I got to thinking about as far as entertainment goes. You know, not all entertainment's a bad thing. But when Lynette and I started dating, we went out behind her parents' house to catch night crawlers one night, and it rained pretty hard. And we both got stuck in the mud, and our boots would not come out. And you talk about laugh. We laughed so hard that night. It was just a good time of entertainment. Not all entertainment's bad, but I just pray that as we go about our lives, we're seeking that kind of entertainment. And God delights in entertainment that's not sinful. He really does. So it's just something to think about next week while it's raining and you have nothing to do. And if you're good enough to catch a couple dozen night crawlers, Emery Doherty, trout season's coming in soon, and he wants to outfish Kate. So if you can get him to him, he'll take them. So continuing on this topic, God's convinced me multiple times when I was younger about wasting time, entertainment, things like that, texting, social media. This type of entertainment has swallowed up people's lives. It consumes time. God's interested in your time. And when you're spending it on things that, don't necessarily matter or sinful, he's displeased with that. We understand that. God made us with a purpose, and eliminating hours on the phone, computer, it may be a tough decision for a lot of us in the world we live in, but I think that you'll find satisfaction, and God will bless you for making that choice. I'm sure of that. If you could turn to Ezekiel chapter 8 for me, please. If we look at Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 9, we're going to read to the end of the chapter here. And this is the Lord speaking to Ezekiel, starting in verse 9. And he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall around about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jezaniah the son of Japhan, with every man his censer in hand, and thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury, mine eye shall not spare, neither shall will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. This is just an example of God looking down and seeing people that have taken time to do things that are displeasing unto him. We're going to look at another passage here. If you could turn to Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9. I'm just going to read one verse here. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. So here we see God gave Israel a good spirit, and provided for them. He was merciful towards them, and the Holy Spirit's what led them and provided for them in this application here in the scriptures. If you're not already convinced, listening to the Holy Spirit is vital for decision making. Let's look at some more examples here real quick. You don't have to turn there, but in Joshua chapter 2, we know the story of Rahab and the two spies, and how she hid the spies despite her past and what she had been indulging in. She had heard that the power and the might of the God of Israel was real. She experienced that beforehand to some extent, and was convinced that when the spies came her way that she was to hide them. From that point on, it changed her life. When Joshua came back around to take over the city, he saved her family. That may have been a tough decision for her, I don't know, but just assuming, based on her past and what we can read from the scriptures, that was probably a tough decision, but she made that decision and it changed her life. So that's another example in scripture. If we could turn to Matthew chapter 4. I'm almost finished here. So in Matthew chapter 4, this is after Jesus was baptized by John. He was led into the wilderness, fasted for 40 days, and then, of course, the devil tempts him, being in the wilderness for 40 days fasting. That can work on you as far as your spirit goes. But Christ was able to overcome, and we see the example of how the guidance of the Holy Spirit was able to allow him to overcome the temptation. And he says in verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He exemplifies this very early in his time ministering on earth here. So I just want to end with a personal testimony of this in my life, and hopefully it's an encouragement to you. I graduated high school and didn't know what I wanted to do. My dad talked me into going to college for 2 years for HVAC. So I decided to do that. So I went to school. I met a girl while I was there. We did start dating. And then shortly after I started seeing her, she went to a church. And that was the church that I got saved at. I was 21 years old at that point. The relationship continued on. My growth, my spiritual growth continued. And God laid on my heart that that wasn't the place for me. Was that hard for me to say, this is the end? Yes, it was. But I knew in my heart that God was working on my heart to push away from that situation, a relationship, and I didn't know why. Still don't know everything. God sees everything. He knows everything, so we have to trust Him. And He laid that on my heart, and I'm just thankful. I have a wife today. My daughter just turned one yesterday, or last week, I should say. So He's blessed me abundantly through that whole process. And that's an experience that I had listening to the Holy Spirit. He talked to me and I listened, and He has blessed me from that. And I just want to emphasize on that. We don't always know the reasons why. When the Holy Spirit speaks and we know it's what we're supposed to do, God's telling us something, we might not ever know the reasons why, but we just have to trust Him that He's leading us in the right direction. Back in August 12th of 2022, Pastor Allison was here for revival messages, services, and the one message he preached was the judgment seat of Christ. I had some notes written down, and the main point that he had expressed while he was going through that that message was, your choices are the biggest deciding factor in your life. You know, you choose to get saved. You choose to follow God. You choose not to follow God. He also mentioned that there's no excuses ever for what happens in your life. You make those choices, and we're not here to be comfortable. And I believe that. He expressed that from Scripture. And that's just a message that stuck with me and made an impact in my life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, following the leading of the Holy Spirit will always satisfy the soul. If you follow Christ, He will satisfy your soul. I promise that. Just an example we heard tonight, Brother Ed King, renewing his relationship with his brother. That was the leading of the Holy Spirit that allowed him to do that, and it was a sweet end for him. I just want to encourage you, it might be tough, but making those tough decisions will affect your life. And I think that's it. And just pray that that's a blessing to you tonight.
Good reminder for all of us, wasn't it? We all come against tough decisions. Tough decisions usually don't feel good. They're usually hard. But oh, the blessing, like he said, that comes behind. Good challenge tonight. And let's close in a word of prayer. Adam Dombeck, you dismiss us, would you?
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.